Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning. Shivatzer B'Tammuz, Motzei, Parshas Balak, Tavshin Pehei. I'd like to share with you what I shared with my Kehila in the Drasha Shabbos morning, and hopefully it'll be a chizuk in many areas, and also as a hakdama to the Yemei HaMitzarim, Yemei Bein HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks, when we focus on Churban Beis HaMikdash, on Galus and Geula. As we know, the State of Israel launched an attack on Iran, and they named this mission Am Kilavi Yakum, Am Kilavi Yakum, a nation like a lion will arise. And their Kavana was probably not the same Kavana as what Chazal said on this pasuk that Rashi brings, but Klal Yisrael waking up, Kriya Shema, Tefillin, etc. But Yesh Simen B'davar, there's something very important for this name that they chose. And I want to share with you the words of Rav Meir Simcha, the Mashiach Chachma. And if I would have the Yecholus, which I don't, to be able to say that these words were said with Ruach HaKodesh, I would say that. Rabbi Meir Simcha says as following, the following on the Psukim, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, and Parshas Balak. Ko'eis ye'amer li Yaakov li Yisrael. At this time they will say to Yaakov and Yisrael, Ma'po'al kel, what has HaKadosh Baruch Hu done? Hein am kelavi Yaakov, a nation like a lion, will arise v'charis nasa, and will be elevated like an adult lion. So Rabbi Meir Simcha listened to his words. Pirushay al derech hapshat. This explanation is the pshat. This is the pshat in the pasuk. Ki ko'es. What does the word ko'es mean? Like this time. Says the Mashiach Chachma, ko'es hazois, like this moment, v'hamatzav hanoichachi, and this situation, the present, relevant situation. What is that? Klal Yisrael, at the end of 40 years in the Midbar, for the first time is going to wage wars. They're going to destroy Sichon and Oig. Big, powerful kings. And then they're going to move on to Midian. Then they're going to go to Canaan and destroy the kings of Canaan. This is a whole new world. A whole new frontier, so to speak. The Klal Yisrael is beginning by waging wars. So all of a sudden the world looks at them and says, Ko'es, what's going on here? Ye'amer li Yaakov, ye'amer, it will be said li Yaakov, about Yaakov, k'may al Yaakov, uli Yisrael, and about Yisrael. What is going to be said about them? Re'u ma po'al Hashem. The Pasuk's words are, Ko'es ye'amer li Yisrael, ma po'al kel. Rabbi Meir Simcha says, it's missing a word. Re'u, look! Ma po'al kel. The Masa'ilam, the Goyim, are going to say about this moment, says Bilam in his Nevuah. Re'u ma po'al Hashem. Kimoy, he says in parentheses, Baruch shekocha lo'i ba'ilamai. The Gemara tells us when a person goes outside and he sees Briyos Taivais, Ilanis Taivais, he recites a bracha, Baruch shekocha lo'i ba'ilamai. When you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's magnificent creations, magnificent actions, you have to thank Him, you have to praise Him. You have to say, Baruch Shekocha Lo'i Ba'ilamai. And when you see what's going on with Klal Yisrael, Re'u, you have to see and you have to be misboinein. And you have to say, Ma Po'al Kel, look at what the Rebbeinu Shalom's doing. Says Rebbe Meir Simcha, what are they so nispoil about? Am Kilavi Yakum, Shehalavi, a lion. Lavid, it means a lion, maybe it means a baby lion. Kisha shoychev einoi nikar ma'uma. When the lion is laying down, it looks docile. It looks magnificent. It looks tame. It looks like it could be, you know, your household pet. Uchisha yakum, but then when it stands up, royim mihu, all of a sudden you see the power, the strength, the scariness of that lion. Kein ha'amazeh, and that's what the Umay Sa'ilam are going to say about Klal Yisrael. Look at this nation, who are they? Alayhayu avadim, not long ago, they were slaves. Dafil alad shebeisam loy shaltu, Chazal say that the Goyim said about us. If they weren't shaylit over their guf, they weren't in charge. They weren't in control of what they're allowed to do. How would they control who was with their wives, etc.? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say in Parshas Pinchas, next week's Parsha, Mishpachas HaChanoichi, a yud and a hey, by every family, to show the Shem Hashem is there, they're miyuchasin. That's what the Goyim said about them. The Goyim said, what were they? They were a nothing, a downtrodden, beaten nation, who weren't able to do anything. They're kilavi, just like that lion, who's just laying down there, which you don't recognize, it looks like. It has nothing to it. Upisayim, and all of a sudden, kilavi akum vecharis nasa, all of a sudden they stand up like a lion with strength. And it's more than just strength. Sheino ezer mishtatvus mimachus acherim. When they went to fight these wars, they didn't look for any coalitions. They didn't look for any help from any other nations. The Goyim, they looked for help from each other. Right? As Chazal tells us in the beginning of the Parsha, that Moav and Midian are archenemies. But they made peace to go fight against Klal Yisrael, to hire Bilam. But Klal Yisrael? Eino ezer mishtatus mimalchus acherim. There was no one else involved in this. Rak beyatzma muchamay ho'arish eino kerezulas lo'yezra. Just like a lion doesn't call anyone to help it out. Heinam kilavi yakum. This nation that was downtrodden, this nation that was beaten, this nation that no one dreamt, is able to do anything. All of a sudden, pisaim, pitom, as they say, stands up like a lion. It's now destroying powerful kings, conquering. Re'u ma po'al kel. Say the nations of the world, you have to look what the Ribbono Shel Olam has done. Baruch Hu. Ki ein zeh sidur tivi. This is not normal. This is not natural. Rak ashkocha pratis melikekal. This is ashkocha pratis from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chaser milas re'u, so it's missing that word re'u, kasher yadua derech hatzachos, it's like well known that you're able to do that type of thing, says Rameir Simcha. And that's the beginning of the pasuk, kel meitzia mi Mitzrayim, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Ki loy nachash bi Yaakov loy kesem, she'ein b'ha ploim shal Yisrael shum nachay shay kesem. In the wonders of Klal Yisrael, there's no sorcery, there's no witchcraft, there's no nichosh, there's no ksamim. Rakoyach Hashem yisborach. Only the Kayach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Ka'es, in the current situation of what's going on in Klal Yisrael, Yei Amer, they're going to say about Klal Yisrael, this is not normal. Re'u ma po'al kel, this is only from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Heinam kelavi yakum v'chariyis nasa, that this nation that was a nobody, beaten, downtrodden, now rises like a lion. That's not normal. That's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein zeh sidur tivi, rak ashkocha pratis melekel kol. Then he ends off a havein kol zeh. And I would add that in our current situation, in the war that we experienced, in this mission called Am Kilavi Yakum, when we say Re'u, who are we saying it to? Rameir Simcha saying, the Goyim are going to say, Yei Omar, they're going to say, about Klal Yisrael. And I would say, we say to Klal Yisrael. We have to say it to Klal Yisrael. Re'u ma po'al kel. Look what's going on. This is not normal. This is only the Ribbono Shel Olam. We mentioned the other week that I have this fly here. Must be a gilgul of somebody because only flies around here during shiurim. Through shiurim, it's always flying around. Now I see has a shutuf over here. A second one came. So, sorry for that. We talked about the Iron Dome had 99% success, which for anything is an insane number. We talked about other places don't have that high success. But the report that came out recently that they've been talking about, I don't know how long it was before the attack on Iran, but it wasn't long before, a week, 2 weeks before, a month maybe, as they were preparing if you would go to the Air Force hangar and you would look at all the planes, the F-15s, the F-35s, 15, 16, I don't remember which one it was, that have to fly, many, many of them were grounded. Many of them needed repairs. Many of them were failing diagnostics. Many of them, the F-35, they say, is very sensitive. Any little hiccup in its radar, it's grounded. If you would go there, you would say, what are we going to do? This is not working. Our planes are just not working. Some of them have been waiting for repairs, waiting for parts. Others, they knew what the problem was. Others, they couldn't figure out why it was failing diagnostics. And as they said, all of a sudden, it was as if there was an invisible hand that came, and all of a sudden, every plane is suddenly on its own, fixed, roars to life, starts passing all the diagnostics. There's no reason for it, there's no rhyme for it, not understandable. And these 200 planes flew dozens of missions to Iran in peacetime, without any pressure. It's not normal not to have some hiccups, not to have some stalling, not to have something wrong with the planes that they have to ground them. And this mission, and these missions, not one. Now yesterday they came with a story, there was one that something issues with the fuel, and they had to send another plane to refuel it, and if not, it would have to land somewhere else. Lamaisa landed at the end, got refueled in midair at the end, and continued to the mission and came back successfully. Not one downed plane, not one stalled engine. This was a not normal thing. It was not normal. Akadekach, that the next day, I don't know if it was after the whole thing, after the first day, when they had to debrief the pilots, the senior commander, an Israeli who's not yet from, he opened it up and he looked around and he said, Yesh Elokim. It doesn't make any sense. This is not normal. This is not normal. Am kilavi yakum. What does that mean? That means it's not normal. That means that this is ein sidr tivi. Rakashkocha pratis melikei kol. That a nation, that an army, that an air force, that's fighting so many fronts, that's so worn out, and all of a sudden open nisim should happen. Open nisim should happen. Ka'es, in this time, Ye'amer li Yaakov li Yisrael, as I'm knaching in Ramer Simcha, we tell Klal Yisrael, Re'u, look what's going on. Ma Paul Kel, this is only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's no other explanation. Ki lo nachash bi Yaakov, v'lo kesem bi Yisrael, Re'u, go be misbeinen. What's Ramer Simcha's lashon? Go be misbeinein. Ki ein ze sidur tivi. Rak hashkocha pratis. Me'eli keikol. This is hashkocha pratis from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It doesn't make any sense. Ma po'al kel. The Chafetz Chaim would say that sometimes the word ma means to minimize things. Ma Hashem lekecha darish mi'imach. What does Hashem want? Not so much. I would add sometimes it's with the krechs. What did Rabban Shem do to us? Said the Achei Yosef. And sometimes, says the Chafetz Chaim, Ma'apal Kel is with amazement, with wonderment. Ma'toivu alecha Yaakov. Like Dorach HaShulchan says in Hilchas Pesach, Ma'nishtan alei lezeh. It's not a question. It's amazement. Look at all the Sheinuyim tonight. It's a wonder. Says the Chafetz Chaim, and he was talking about in his times, where war was on the horizons, where Chorban, so much destruction. And he was saying, there's times we say about Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael says, Ma'po'al kel with the krechs, Ribbono Shel Olam, what are you doing to us? Tzedek HaVetz Chaim Melosed Lavoi. We're going to all say, Ma'po'al kel, oh, in wonderment, in amazement, B'simcha Rabba, what has the Ribbono Shel Olam done for us? And throughout our history, most of our history has been the krechs of Ma'po'al kel. But every once in a while, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us a neis kalui. And we have to say, Re'u ma'apal kel. Go look. what the Rebbeinu Shalom has done, and then explain and then exclaim in amazement and wonderment, Ma po'al kel Rebbeinu Shalom, look what you have done for us, what nisim gluyim, yesh elikim ba'olam. But it has to, when we see nisim gluyim, has to have an effect on us. Ro'a shivcha layam, ashalei ro'a chezka ben muzi, zekei liban veyu. The famous Vartar Helvi Lapian. If she was a shivcha layam, seeing more than Yechezka ben muzi, why is she called a shivcha? She should be a neviya of the highest level, Zokter Beli Lapian. Because she saw it, ro'a. She saw it. But it didn't make a roishem. Kablib in the zelba shivcha, he said. The next day she was the same shivcha. It has to have an effect on us. Re'u ma ba'akel. Be misboining, contemplate, think about it. We have to point it out to ourselves. Tell Kla Yisrael, Re'u, it's from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then we'll be able to say in amazement, ma ba'akel, look what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does for us. And especially we're beginning to mei ha'bein ha'mitzarim, when we focus on Chorban, and we focus on Golus. And we can't forget there's still Gaza going on. And there's Karbonis Nebuch, so many soldiers. And the hostages that are still there. There's still Mapo'alkel with the Krechs. But at the same time, there's that Mapo'alkel of amazement. Of Einza Sidur Tivi Rakashkocha Protis Me'alike Koel Heinam Kilavi Yakum V'chariz Nasa. This nation arose like a lion. How does that happen? Re'u Mapo'alkel. It's only from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And when we see that, our emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be strengthened. Our davening has to be different. Our Torah has to be different. Our chesed has to be different. It has to make a shinoi. We can't just talk about the stories. That's a shivcha, she also said. Zekeli v'anveyu. It has to make a roishem. We have to daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'lishalayim mircha v'rachamim toshuv. Yerushalayim was nechra because of a lot of midas rois, the Gemara on Shabbos tells us. It has to have an effect. And that's why it has to be pointed out. Tell us, tell Yaakov, tell Klal Yisrael, ko'eis about the current situation. Ma'po'al kel, hein om kel avi yakum, v'chariz nasa, v'shitaka v'zoicha. That it should have an effect on us. And although we're going to focus on the krechs of Mapo'al Kel, we're also going to recognize the amazement of Mapo'al Kel. And with that, we should be zoicha. That this year, Tisha B'Av, should be a fleishig of Tisha B'Av, a yontif of Tisha B'Av. It should be the time that we'll all get up with all of Klal Yisrael. And the world will take a look at this downtrodden nation hounded through the ages. And they'll say, Re'u ma'po'akel, heinom kilavi yakum v'chariz nasa. It's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ein zeh sidur tivi rak hashkocha protis me'alikei kol. V'mheira v'yameinu, amen. Kol tov, everyone.